Mr. Chairperson, Mr. High Commissioner, Excellencies and Distinguished Delegates, this Executive Committee meets at a time when violence, persecution, and conflict fracture our sense of fraternity and the unity of our human family. Just last month, Pope Francis addressed this very concern by pointing out that, unfortunately, history shows signs of a regression. I've said that it was a third world war being fought piecemeal. Perhaps we can now say that it is all out, putting people and the planet at ever greater risk. It is in this dramatic historical moment that record numbers of displaced people are far outpacing durable solutions and available humanitarian aid. While our gaze is inevitably directed towards Ukraine, we should never forget the scope of the global crisis of solidarity and humanity we face. It is in this wider context that the OLC follows with great apprehension the consequences of the war in Ukraine, including forced deportations, while also expressing gratitude to all that have offered welcome in a true spirit of fraternity and generosity. Mr. Chairperson, the increased impact of climate change and natural disasters on forced displacement requires deeper reflection and concrete action, especially for the poor and vulnerable. While specific initiatives exist, a more harmonized international and institutional approach that reaffirms the protection mandate of UNHCR is needed. At the same time, the OLC wishes to urgently appeal for more tangible and effective progress on durable solutions more generally. Significant numbers of refugees continue to be lost in a state of limbo, unable to return home or to integrate within their countries of asylum. In such cases, resettlement to a third country is fundamental. It is of the utmost importance to identify alternative pathways for timely, permanent solutions. Conflict and protracted refugee situations cannot become the new normal. Refugees and displaced persons are human beings and therefore the subjects of our rights and duties. In this regard, the OLC expresses its gratitude to countries that have increased their resettlement quotas and the many intermediary and faith-inspired organizations that collaborate with them on the ground. Here, the OLC recognizes that the solidarity shown by some states in particular deserve special recognition. However, neither solidarity nor generosity are inexhaustible resources, and we cannot let geographical proximity be the sole factor in determining our shared responsibility for protection or level of humanitarian assistance. In this regard, the OLC reiterates its concern that certain countries have increased the burden of host communities through an unsustainable strategy of externalization, avoiding